It's Thursday, 29th of December. Welcome along to a special holiday edition of Digital Outbox. Hello, and thank you once again for joining us. My name's Ian. And I'm joined by nobody. This is the blooper reel that Henry and Chris kindly volunteered me to put together during the last podcast. So there's not really much more to say apart from let's roll the first clip. Hi, and welcome to episode one of Digital Outbox. My name is Ian.
Hi, I'm Shaquille, and we're both really excited to bring you our podcast, which will cover the latest tech news from all around the world.
Indeed, super excited and super nervous. It's the first time we've done this, first time we've podcasted, and hopefully you'll find it quite interesting.
Yep, it'll be a huge learning curve for us, but we hope to polish it up for you over the coming weeks, and it will just get better.
That was a throwback to our very first episode when myself and Shaquille started the ball rolling. But we have had quite a few other people over the years.
And we have a special guest on the show today, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello there. Hi there.
How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Thanks for having
me. Hi, Chris.
No problem. Thank you for joining us. Chris will be giving us his expert opinions on all things Microsoft and Windows 7.
Being the fourth, we've actually got four people on the podcast this week. So joining me as usual is Shaquille. Hi, Shaq.
Hello.
And Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello there.
And for the first time, we're joined by Henry. Hello.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody. I hope you can keep that energy level up throughout the night.
Yeah, sprightly that was.
Well, you know, have to make an impression. Well, I'm always making an impression. It's not always a good one. I think that's the problem.
Oh, we can't stop them talking. It's all good. So I just want to point out that it was Old Firm game today, and it was Rangers 2, Deviants 1. So happy days all round. And sorry for alienating half the Scottish people listening to this podcast, but no luck.
And I'd just like to say congratulations to Ben Klukas for winning the Britcar 500 at Silverstone last night.
Who?
Ben Klukas, my racing mate.
Who?
Britcar was the race that Top Gear did 2 years ago, I think. He won it yesterday. There you go.
Two minutes in and the tumbleweed's out already.
Henry, where are you?
He's lost.
Henry.
I'll need to give him a phone.
Sounds very dodgy. Yes, do apologise about that. I don't want to kind of interrupt and then say, I've got to go and rescue my daughter. No, I just got back just now. No.
So. Joining me tonight is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello there.
And back from his sick bed, back to foist his Apple fanboyism on us all. Who could it be? Shaq. Evening, Shaq.
Good evening.
Oh, I can't believe we did that. So, the worst thing is, you are all going to be thinking, that's so gay. That was his idea.
Welcome back, Shaq.
I wasn't being serious at all.
But as soon as I played it to you, you were like, oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, of course it did.
So it's good to have you back. Good to hear your dulcet tones.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
And who could forget our one guest reviewer, Tam?
Let's hear Tam's review of the Magic Mouse, please.
Good evening, Digital Outbox. Tam here. I've been browbeaten into doing a quick review of the Mighty Mouse. Magic Mouse, even. It arrived last week. Opened the package up. Inside the packaging, very, very nice box containing the mouse itself.
And I will have to pause here because it goes on for 9 minutes. Who knew somebody could talk about a mouse for 9 minutes? With all those pauses as well. But thanks for that review, Tam. Moving on, which is another one of our catchphrases. Let's listen to some of our more funnier bits.
So we've got a little bit of feedback from last week. I think, Chris, you want to...
Yeah, not so much feedback as an apology to the residents of Portsmouth, really, who I kind of insulted by, you know, slurring their name when, you know, in fact, the Paul's Grove riots, they only firebombed people's houses, made people flee their homes, you know, innocent residents and things like that, had five-year-olds holding placards, when it was actually the people in Newport, Wales, that forced a paediatrician out of their home by confusion over a job title. So apologies to the people of Portsmouth.
So it's the Welsh that are the big issue?
Yeah, it's the Welsh.
So basically, Brian, if you're listening, it's folk like you. And we also heard from Tam Shakil.
Yeah, our very own Trish Takanawa wannabe, Tam, has come back with some tidbit for us. You cheap bastard with your pick.
It wasn't cheap. I don't see a man that can be talking about Superhero Squad and then read from the website to find out how many assets there were can call my pick cheap.
Yeah, I'm not sure cheap just as much as desperate.
At least it exists. Mr. April Fool's taken in like a puppet.
Oh, touche. Yeah, touche.
Our podcast this week is probably going to be dominated by the Apple event.
Oh, yeah.
Let's rip
it up. I'm excited already, and it's not happening till Wednesday.
I know.
I have to say, I'm a little bit excited, actually.
See, drip, drip, drip. So, I'm going to record an advert. I can't be arsed.
I can't be arsed now.
I can't believe I've got that all lined up. Am I not going to do anything?
The Spotify is an amazing piece of software for listening to the music. If you like the music, you will love the Spotify. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I wish I could hear what you're saying, but I cannot. Oh, hello.
Hello, hello. Oh, dear.
All that for 3 months premium content.
Do you know, I think we jumped a shark today.
The only problem I have with it is some dirty, cheating, sneaky buggers who use like really annoying words which make no sense, and yet they still, you know, they're able to make lots of points off that.
Yeah, Florence, it's really cheesing me off.
Yeah, it's cheesing me off too. The difference between the free one and the paid one is, I can't remember, I think Chris can tell us about that.
One costs money and one doesn't.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, you've described the perfect app for me, Shaquille, except for I don't have £1.79 to spare.
Okay.
So I've decided, yeah, that I need the free version, and I just get shoved an advert between every single letter or word I put in, and that's the only difference.
Does that make your words longer?
Does it actually suggest really random words like witch without the H?
And now that one...
Yeah, what was that on some sort of Scrabble?
No,
Scrabble,
that one
help
was
me.
Because
com.
I was trying a whole time.
Whenevergame.com.
Yes, okay. At this stage, I will admit that one word that I looked up on an anagram program.
That's so shocking. Low.
But Ian, I'm sure you've used one on one of the words you put in.
Definitely not. In fact, I'm looking at your words right now.
Handbag.
And I'm looking at, oh, was it coquette?
Yeah, that's the only one word, but it did earn me 79 points.
Exactly. And as soon as that popped off, I was like, you're at it, boy.
But
no,
you,
coquette's a reasonable word.
I didn't know it, and I did look it up.
Yeah,
and it did end up, the key was on triple word and something like that.
It stood out and amongst all the other words, like and the.
In.
That he had looked that one up.
That is the only word, though, I have looked up, which was a pure accidental discovery. which would that
How do you make an accidental discovery?
Just by, because you put the word in and it tells you whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah, and then you play it
you've
with
got
the
too
layout.
Much time in your hand.
Oh, I'm all for the
To be
I'm
honest,
the
I still
trial.
Think the worst is our loyal listener, Tam.
Tam.
Oh, he's
QI and double A and AE and all sorts of nonsense.
Maybe he's just played a bit of Scrabble before.
No.
And he knows
no.
all the double the two letter words.
So you're just not a hardened gamer like us that can't take the beating.
Any serious Scrabble player knows all the two letter words.
But Ian, I want you to admit to one of your. I can't remember what it is.
Because I'm not going to admit to something I've not done.
You've used a checker once.
No. You're just a sore loser, boy.
I'm going to find that word and
you're going to
ask
find
you what
that
it
word.
Means.
Well,
you
I
man.
Think we should. I think we should move on before people start bringing out all the four-letter words.
I'm just on Jillian the Bigot's Twitter site right now.
What's she saying on the Twitter?
Her biography says, "I'm not a bigot," and she's following. She's following Dave Cameron. She's following. Not the real Gordon. She's following Gordon Braun. She's following the real Nick Griffin and following the BNP.
Brilliant.
Anyone else notice that brown chap?
I bet she's going to come on the news and she's going to be a figure. I'm not a bigot, but and that's you know it's a bit very much like people used to say. You know, I'm not a racist, but
yeah, somebody said that exactly at work today, but. One of our posts today. Anyone else notice that a brown chap walked off and left my door open? Born in a bloody barn, that man.
Poor old Gordon.
But then again, just spent most of my life waiting for you.
That sounds... Anyway, that's going to be one.
No, that sounds wrong, actually. I'm going to have to cut that out. I've just realised the gay connotations from that. That will get dropped. I am in charge.
We need some nice romantic music. Shall I leave?
Moving on. Scribd. I don't know if either of you guys have used Scribd before.
Isn't it scribed?
Oh, it's scribed. Yay. I've always called it Scribd.
Oh, I'm sure that you took the piss out of me one time for getting something wrong.
I did. But in my head, that's always been Scribd. But it is scribed. You are right. I am a fool. Anyway, scribed.
I'm going to cut
gonna
that
be in the
bit
podcast.
Of the podcast out.
You're not
going to
cut that bit out. You're not going to cut out that, are you?
No, I'm going to have that on repeat.
Moving on. Scribed. Oh, I'm just giving myself more editing.
That's here. Right. The laugh, listeners, is because Ian's cut that bit out where he talked about Scribd.
Anyway, Scribd or scribed?
Can you set it to do other tasks? Like I don't know if you put on a kilogram, could it lock the fridge?
Well, they are going to develop. They actually get some funding last week, and they're going to develop two other products. How cool would that be? Well, what I was thinking is, imagine they could like tie it up. If you've got a gastric band fitted with a device
tighten
to tighten it. So it's like, you fat swine, tighten. And you'd be like, ah! Oh! How cool would that be?
It'd be brilliant.
I think it'd be awesome. Well,
you could add more laxative to your food as you...
that's wrong. The Rajput bath, honestly. If you're wanting some laxative, go into the curry house of the Rajput. Oh, still scarred.
You lost a few pounds that night.
Oh, year and a half on. I will never forget that night. Bloody best curry house in Bath. My arse testifies that it wasn't. Maybe we should start up a fat boy podcast.
Says what?
What do you mean?
Today I've not eaten anything.
Yeah, we could be inspirational.
There's nothing inspirational about the size of my tummy.
Yeah, but you'd be the before and I'm the kind of slightly after. And Shaq would be the kind of...
People might notice the difference if those two pictures lined up side by side.
We could have the... In fact, the four of us are all kind of like... You know, I mean, you've seen Henry. He's like a waif. Shaq's putting on a little bit of beef. He's got a bit of a double chin roll going on at the moment. I'm safe saying it because he doesn't listen to this anyway, so it's...
Right, I'm off for my jog then, down to the takeaway.
I think the best bit about this, and again, this was newsworthy, and it wasn't newsworthy because of how ridiculous it was. It was newsworthy because of this.
What's happening in the course of the next hour? Well, first up after the news, we're going to be talking to Jeremy Hunt, the Culture Secretary, about broadband.
And that is just the best ever. That made me chuckle so much.
Oh, dear.
And do you know the best bit about that? He did that before 8 a.m. He obviously apologised. He was mortified. And quite rightly, he's mortified. The guy's made a mistake. But
mortified? He was killing himself laughing.
Oh, it was the fact that he says, oh, I've got a coughing fit.
he was just absolutely
I've got a huffing fit.
But it was the other guy then repeated it later on.
Yeah, Andrew Marr.
Andrew Marr. So Andrew Marr was talking about it and everybody must be terribly embarrassed at the fact that he introduced, and then he said it as well, and he went, oh, I didn't mean to do that. It's just very easy to do.
No, he says, what he said was, he said, it's very difficult to talk about it without actually doing it. That's what he said.
This is my new voiceover artist voice. It's Sunday, 19th of December, and I am joined today by Ian.
Good morning.
I got a... Just like that. I got a voiceover job. Yay!
Did you get paid for it?
I did get paid for it.
No way. You get paid. You get paid for that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's hope for us all.
Yeah. So, and therefore, actually, it's going to reduce. It's going to reduce competition. Sorry, I'm just looking here at the show notes, and they're magically changing from. Grown and changing colour.
This is great. It's like
my the joys.
Basically,
the joys
a segue is being highlighted to me.
That's right. It's
Ian,
like
you were
we've
so
had
proud
it.
Of it. Would you like to do it?
No.
So, from one crook to another, we've had Crime Max launched
every
in
week
the UK.
Every week, we just need to call Rupert Murdoch a crook, and it just makes me happy.
But if he offers to buy us out, then that's fine.
Do you want? I wouldn't sell myself to him. Get a grip.
It's just the content.
To make you change your mind.
It's just the content you're licensing. You're not selling out.
I'm not selling my soul. I'm just licensing it out.
have principles. That's all I'll say.
I'm not selling my soul to Satan. I'm just renting it.
Got Brian Adams in me, you know? No, don't say that. Uh-oh, I left my phone on. Hope you can't hear that. Right, let's get on with some numbers then. Let's get away from
ring,
hacking
ring.
On to numbers here, sorry.
Ring, ring.
Oh, well.
Ring, ring.
It'll go to answer phones, fine. Right, so Apple. Let's start with Apple's earnings, shall we? Oh no, now you can hear my answer phone.
I'm sorry, I'm doing a podcast right now.
I'm sorry.
Can you cover up for me?
This is great, isn't it? Because we're gonna get some fantastic juicy gossip from Chris's voicemail.
Yeah, that could have been anything.
Yeah.
I'm back. Sorry about that.
Dear Mr. Hutchison, thank you for your order. We're afraid that your credit card has been declined. Are you sure that you meant to buy?
Yeah. Yes. Nothing like that.
I don't know why GIMP masks came right into my head. So
it's probably the GIMP mask I'm wearing right now on video that gives it away.
There you go. Job done.
No.
That's 2 hours, I'll never get back.
You know what the best bit is? It's 3 hours, I won't get back tomorrow. Put it all together.
You're not wrong.
So there you go. Rupert Murdoch is a crook. Must mention that in every podcast from now on. Alongside those furries, we do also have questionable morals. From time to time. Which is quite ironic because the reason we're in a mess is still down to that bitch Thatcher. But anyway. bloody Tory swine.
And I don't
dogs.
Trust Cameron anyway.
Oh, who does? I mean, he just looks a slimy toad, doesn't he?
I mean, Brown's a bit of a retard, but Cameron is just slimy.
Well, he's a one-eyed one.
And he breathes like a fish.
Well, if you watch the video, you've got the guy on the left who is like that geeky guy who doesn't quite know what he's on about. Then you've got probably the old Jewish mum.
I can't believe you said that.
You've got the woman who's a bit of a MILF, and then you've got a token black guy in at the end. And it's just like, who sits there?
We're missing the Asian, element there.
Yeah,
so, I mean, they haven't done their job really. Maybe in one of the secondary videos.
They're going for the Jewish vote. There's no way they're going to have an Asian and Jew in the same one, because the Jew would be like, oh no, he'll blow me up.
That party wouldn't be fun, would it?
Oh, it'd be class. So I read this today that a woman is suing Google over walking directions. So a woman called Lauren Rosenberg walked onto a highway because Google told her to, and she got hit by a car, which is just crazy yanks.
So we have had crime maps launched in the UK. So if you would like to find out how the crimes that are reported
stop.
In your area.
Stop. It's not in the UK.
England
and Wales. That hacked me off last week because everybody kept reporting it as, oh, we've launched crime maps in the UK. No, you have not. Define
so you,
UK.
Are you upset? The problem is that once they put Scotland on, they couldn't see the map for the dots.
Oh.
Telling you. I mean, that's racism.
It's just because
are you going to sack me?
No, there's better reporting of crime up here. You know, that's all it means. You don't have less crime down there. You just kind of brush it under the carpet or under a particular postcode, I think was part of the problem with this crime map, wasn't it?
I mean, to be honest, down there's full of pikeys. You know, so you can't tell me there's not any. I mean, you tell me there's no crime in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah, but that's just as far north for me.
Our final Apple one just now, that factory explosion, I think, will cause some iPad shortages. So there was a factory explosion in China.
Yeah, and people died, sadly, actually.
Yes, so serious issue. And of course, our main point is there'll be no more iPads, or not more iPads, but there'll be less iPads. So.
But we're all right, we've got ours.
Oh, you've got your new one.
I've got my new one.
Yeah. I might have to cut that story because
that's just terrible, isn't it?
Well, plumbed the model like debts.
I really have.
Exactly.
Really have. Oh dear. Yeah. Moral low ground. Oh dear. Yeah.
But that's a really good segue onto a couple of Facebook stories. So he did take it seriously, but his first tweet was basically,
I'll break your legs.
Since when is it Jamaican? So basically, he tweeted that he would offer £25,000 reward for the capture of the coward who calls himself Yuri Yasilev, but he'll double it if his arms are broken first.
Go Scotland!
Well, listening to that section, you might think that Chris is a racist. He's not really, but he is the butt of most of the jokes on our podcast.
Oh dear, we're a bit long again, aren't we?
Yeah.
Speak for yourself. Well, you can't.
That's below the belt.
That's a shame. He's only little.
Line him up, knock him down.
Is that Chris's photo in the show notes?
What?
Was that? No, yeah, it's that Fraser Spears guy. Yeah. I've never actually seen Chris's photo properly. It's always been from a funny angle.
Yeah, quite right too.
Yeah. just so you
Fraser actually looks like my brother-in-law.
To be honest, it just looks like a thin Chris. Oh. And it's taken from that kind of you can't tell I've got jowls angle. And it's a shame we couldn't get Chris here. Just so I can slag him off about Red Dead Redemption again. Because you guys won't know this, but we're playing Red Dead Redemption through the week. And as you know, Chris is a bit vertically challenged. So I whistle for my horse, and my horse turns up. And Chris whistled for his, and his donkey turned up. And he got on his little donkey and rode around in the game. And his parting comment was, "Even my Xbox knows I'm small."
Sing the theme tune. Play the theme tune.
So there you go, that's my pick. And finally, we come to Chris. What have you got for us?
Well, I mean, I have plenty of picks lined up, but you know, I saw this one, and obviously towards the end of October, we're gearing up for the Windows 7 launch. So what better thing to do than have a party? Yeah, so I don't know how to have a party, and I certainly don't know how to have a launch party. So Microsoft have helpfully released some great videos of how to have your own launch party. There'll be a link in the show notes, and you just have to see it. You know that geeky person at school where you always felt a bit sorry for
me,
but then
Jack
kind
was
of
laughing because he knows that's me.
But then you kind of spoke to them and you realised that they were a bit geekier and best to be avoided. Now Microsoft has got this great product coming out, and they go and ruin it.
I'm sure there's a few other personal attacks that I've missed, but that will do for now. We'll close with some proper bloopers this time. Our first story this week is back to our news. Oh, see, I can't.
Change the angle, change the
starting. Oh, this is what happens at work when I'm doing one of these bloody well screencasts. See, because I feel like I've got to say something, I can't do it.
Change the way you're saying it. Change it to.
Yeah.
Go straight to the story.
Here's my phone ringing now, yep. So that'll probably drop my connection again.
I don't remember like seeing like a message to say, do you want to buy some, what do you call it? Oh, what? you're gonna have to edit that.
Right,
but
so
what do you call that thing?
What, data?
Yeah, that's it. Right, okay. I'll start again from there then.
It is Monday, the 12th of July, and you're listening to Digital Outpop. So I've completely cocked up.
We need to keep that one.
I'll just go straight back in again. It is Monday, the 12th of July, and you're listening to episode 54 of Digital Outbox.
I can cut my giggles out.
Am I going to have to do that again?
Yes.
It is Monday. No. This isn't hard. This isn't hard. Right. It is. No, it's not.
Facebook has hit
what
its,
have they
five,
done now?
Its 500 million. I'm never going to be able to pronounce this now. I'm going to start that again.
500 millionth users.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that doesn't work either.
I think I need to do it again. So, Facebook. They've announced they've hit their... I've done it again. I've messed up. See, when you mess something up and then you have to focus. I have got an ending this week anyway. I deliberately do this just so I've got an ending.
It is Wednesday the... Oh, crap, it's the 10th. We haven't got the right date at the top.
I deliberately didn't change that.
You get... I nearly got it right. Okay, I'm not going to stop my recording. I'm just going to carry on.
No, that's fine.
It is Wednesday the 10th of November, and is it... Oh, crap.
Oh, crap indeed. That's the last of our bloopers. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you in the new year. Goodbye.
Can you summarise the USBIF's response in two words, Ian?
Get out!